The next band asked me to read this. The Iron Maidens, Nirvana, and AC/DC could not be here tonight. But they all had sex and are proud to announce the birth of their four-titted baby, the best band in the world, Tenacious Double D.
Friendship is rare. Do you know what I'm saying? Do your friendship is rare? My derriere, when you find out much later that they don't even care. It's rare to me, can't you see? It's rare to me, can't you see? Oh shit, there's a bear. Could you hand me that shotgun, buddy? Also that chair. We're fighting a bear. Now your life's in great danger and you don't even care. It's rare to me, can't you see? It's rare to me, can't you see? It's rare to me, say a prayer for me, 'cause it's rare to be in Tenacious Double D. Friends will be friends, they're running naked in the sand. Friends holding hands will someday surely form a band. Friends will be friends, they say that friends are friends to the bitter end. Long as there's a record, you will always be friends. Long as there's a record, you will always be friends. Friends will be friends, they're running naked in the sand. Friends holding hands will someday surely form a band. Friends will be friends, they say that friends are friends to the bitter end. Long as there's a record, you will always be friends. Long as there's a record, deal will always be friends, yeah. Lee. We're talking fucking Lee. I had a friend named Lee. Cast a spell on me. Me and Lee and KG could be three, flying free tenaciously, skinny dipping in a sea of Lee. I propose on bended knee to Lee. If me and Lee and KG could be three, totally planetary for Lee.
Tenacious Double D on the Worst Little Podcast.
Oh, the BC boys are pissed that they weren't mentioned.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for, except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from a really sweaty studio on a cold day in March. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am your host, the Reverend Rory Dowd. With me, as always, God, it's like I say this once or twice, Nick Ramirez and Cadillac Kim in Studio A. Studio B has Rick and Ian. But better yet, we have Jen and Amy.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
Hey, the way you just mobbed in here. That was like, we hit that last chord, the door opened, Rory was like, I am here. And weirdly, it didn't make me mad.
but I've accidentally already taken over your show.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad I could squeeze right in there.
That was great. Yeah.
It's a big Scafidi day for me.
He's calling us fat.
Whoa.
Oh.
No. Gosh, no. No.
Not during Women's March.
I spent about 20 minutes after work today chatting with my colleague, Mr. Chris Scafidi, while he was visiting our district office.
Excellent. Why didn't you make him come to the show tonight?
That'd be so rad.
That would have been so cool.
The house would just explode with that much Scafidi.
He had to rush home. I mentioned I was coming here. He did not say, ooh, can I join you?
Shocking.
I feel like he might have had plans.
to not be near us.
Oh, but he'll totally listen. Wow, you guys... jinxed side.
It's gonna happen.
It's creepy. It's like twins, but not.
No.
So this one time.
Have you ever dressed as twins?
Oh, we were Tweedledee and Tweedledum for Halloween one year.
Tweedledee. I mean, that doesn't count. I mean, like.
Tweedledee and Twinkledum.
That's right.
When I was in the fifth grade and Amy was in elementary school, maybe the seventh grade in elementary school, when our schools. It was the middle school and the elementary school were together.
Yes, I was third grade.
Okay.
I'm a mom.
That is so adorable.
We had matching sweatshirts that were vegetables, smiley, and leggings that went with them that were a solid color, probably. Oh, and we would sometimes wear those on the same day. Because I was a 13-year-old who didn't care about dressing
like a child.
Her 8-year-old sister. And that's why I went to the prom alone.
Oh. Did it have like a twins in the Overlook Hotel feel to it? Because that's what I'm picturing. Like a Shining kind of twins thing.
No, because I'm short.
Okay.
Yeah, but if I was 8, we were the same height.
Jen, don't forget, you might have gone to prom alone, but you sure didn't leave.
What does that mean?
Alone.
Didn't leave alone.
Didn't leave. I'm still there.
Yes. Yeah. No, I meant you didn't leave alone, but you looked away quickly, and then I lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry.
You took it with you. You're running the show.
I'm not doing it on purpose. It's
I
just
do.
What you do to me.
So, Tenacious Double D.
It's good to have you here.
What are your stage names for this treat?
So, Amy is Jugs Black.
Oh, did I ruin the whole pretense?
Fuck no.
No. Okay. I didn't know about this before.
No, and right. Jen goes by the name Cans Gas.
Cans Gas.
So it's JB and KG.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Nice.
How many cans of gas do you got?
At least 4.
But welcome to Women's March, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Ian.
Oh, right.
Right.
Yeah.
It's, you like this, we're going to have it all month.
Yeah. Just rad women doing rad ass things in Reno, Nevada.
We're
yeah.
celebrating women in Reno.
Goddamn right.
Amy, I was like, we're doing it for Women's March. And Amy was like, is this some women's empowerment bullshit?
I'm not part of that. I have homework that night.
I do too, but I'm still here.
Well, in a way. Sorry we tricked you.
This is way...
tricking me for 38 years. It's really fine.
Reno's full of women who have their pride, sweetheart.
Yeah.
So yeah, how's the road been?
The road. What I'm talking about, the road.
You know, I mean the long, dusty tours that Tenacious Double D goes on.
We don't have shtick, man.
No. Have you guys?
No.
Our shtick is about, like, not this not being any good. So our whole premise is, I think we saw the movie after having seen the series. And then, very high or very drunk.
Or both.
One of us,
you,
was like, hey, we could do that.
And the other one was like, that's the best idea we ever had. Learn something.
But like, Amy doesn't play guitar, right? And like, I don't shred. I cannot barely play, like with the wheedlies and stuff. So I was like, the only way it's going to work is if I play the rhythm parts and you do all the guitar solos on kazoo.
And it's rad,
which is quite a brilliant.
Sure, we'll take credit for that. Being awesome,
beautiful thing. Yeah, arrangement
is the word. Is the word you were looking for? Compromise.
Arrangement.
Compromise.
Attempt.
Beautiful attempt.
Well, I really enjoy it, and
I think the world needed this.
Do yes. you play? Do you play kids' parties?
I mean, only your kids. We have played a show with your kid.
Yes.
My mom's on me.
Yeah, who knows if she'll be having a 14th birthday.
Oh. Is she very teenager?
Yes.
Does she need a hug?
No.
Ass kicking?
Yes.
Have you tried sending Auntie Amy?
Very helpful.
She will fuck a bitch up.
I don't care how old you are.
I like this. My parents are coming to town in a couple weeks, so hopefully, like, mom will like whip her ass at least through May, the end of the semester, right, kind of thing. And then in high school, if
I'll
we still need, I think Aunt Amy would be great. Yeah,
she can tell you where to hide all the bodies.
Yeah, you dig a hole first.
There's lots of holes in the desert, right?
Lots of holes in your butt.
The erstwhile wit of Jen Scafidi, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sorry, you gave me a microphone.
That's where food comes out.
Not out of the microphone, no.
Incorrect.
I hold the microphone in my butt now.
It sounds the same, honestly.
Aw, I like you. Ian, did we just become best friends?
I think so.
Oh, God.
Anybody do anything fun this weekend? Or was it all just boring? I was sick, so I didn't do shit.
Skate Jam!
Oh, man, I'm so pissed.
Skate Jam was awesome.
You get mad at Skate Jam?
I was, then I missed it. I was sick and didn't want to get people sick, so I
stayed
home.
That's when you were
good
at
job.
Skate Jam. You were sick.
Yeah. But it would have been sick if I'd been there. So.
I moved a practice space. Yep.
Oh.
That was exciting.
Your own?
With your mind?
Yes, with my mind powers. And Nick and Spike and stuff.
Yep, you know, once in Dooley's headquarters.
We've relocated. We are no longer directly behind the bar. Which was oh so convenient, and it made it so very easy to play shows at Jub Jub's.
So you needed to increase your difficulty level a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
I get that.
We can still leave the equipment there after the show. It's fine. Yeah. Uber and home does not like to take a base rig. No.
Yeah. I'd imagine not.
Send a minivan for a wheelchair.
You could probably order a van for
you
that.
You probably could, yeah.
What'd you do, Nick?
Skate Jam was a highlight for sure. Mikey played the Shames Play.
Fuck yeah.
Did anything like fucking totally fucked up happen, or was it all great?
It was all great. I didn't.
Nobody got hit with a skateboard and died?
No. Nobody poked out any
eyes.
That
means they signed all those waivers for nothing.
For nothing. Absolutely nothing.
This is Reno. Ty O'Neill over there got some great, great pictures. And I think Bob got some pictures on his camera that were pretty okay, too.
Wow. Do you and Bob have some sort of Sicilian blood?
No, not at all. No. Ties are like, you know, high quality professional shit, and Bob's are on his cell phone.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's like you can see the difference, and it's not that Bob takes bad shots, it's just they're different pictures. Shut up.
It's just not a DSLR camera.
I love you, Bob. A sometime sponsor of this show. This is Reno. Check them out. This is Reno.com.
Nice. Save.
No, it's a really cool spread. That's all I was trying to say.
So is your butt.
Well, with that in mind, we should this week, since for like 3 weeks we haven't mentioned to our audience or who gets us for free, you should seriously consider giving us $5 a month.
Yeah, you get a like little pre-show. It's like 5 minutes. You get an extra song. This week, it's an amazing song.
So, be
like,
a Patreon subscriber.
Yeah. Patreon.
Patreon.com/worst little podcast. Okay, patreon.com/worst little podcast.
Yeah. It's helpful when you say it all at the same time.
Yeah. Totally. We confuse everybody. They can't
slash
find
worst
us.
Worst little podcast.
And
so,
thank
you. And you give us, if you give us $5 a month or more, then we send you the extra little show, which we did another song before this that nobody heard except for the Patreon people.
And we've been doing it every week for a while, and Rick will send you whatever you want.
And if you sign up, you will one day maybe get to be the guest costume designer for the week.
Fuck yeah.
Wait, what's this?
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Which is weird because this week it's Jen.
What?
You're the guest costume designer. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't do this show without these amazing costumes.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Jen, you contribute to our Patreon.
I sure do.
Yes, you
are.
You
are the best listener.
I bought
and so
the best guest.
I don't actually listen to the show.
God damn it.
Which is fine. And that's another thing, people who are thinking about Patreon, you can just give us money and not listen.
We're okay with totally
you can, in fact, pay us to not listen. We like that just a ton.
I would love that.
Like, that's a way to be a good friend. Yeah, I'll give you some money.
Jen, I'm gonna double my donation now that I have admitted it publicly.
And Jen, so every week when you get the Patreon extra show, do you just like immediately delete it out of your email?
I put it in a folder where I'm eventually one day going to delete it because I never listen to it.
Yeah, the Patreon shows are kind of great.
And it's fun, Jen, because it's just a little 5 minute thing.
One song that's quickie. Not on the rest of the
and
show.
And like possibly some secrets. You know, we try to get secrets from people. So.
And another important feature,
secrets.
No Rory.
Yeah. Oh, very often. Never, Rory. Never does.
I am never on the pre-show.
So if like you hate listening to this show because of Rory, listen to that. There's no Rory ever. It's great.
Hang on, I just want to think about what that kind of a universe might be. I love you so much.
Thanks.
So much.
I was talking to your brother today, and he pulls me in and says, oh, you're like family. You know? And here you are.
Treating you like family.
Yeah. Like that cousin I never want to see.
You know, Amy said she'd take the quiz.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know what I was agreeing to.
Speaking of family,
the quiz has been like, I mean, we've got some new questions that are softer.
It's evolved.
Yeah.
Oh, what, because like your kids listen now?
No.
No. Her classmates do.
Copy that.
She's not allowed on the internet.
Yeah. Poor kid.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, the little kid one.
F-U-C-K?
Oh, that's not the little kid one.
Do you want to play us another song or two?
We can totally play you two more songs.
Yeah. That's
awesome.
Wait, is that all of the songs you could play? Is just two more?
We have three more.
Okay, so just play
and two
one
of them
right
go
now.
Together.
We're not doing that. We made a plan.
And the last
it's cool.
one is the.
Never
this
mind.
Is the part you missed when you weren't here that we talked about.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Now there's some grunting while we stand up because
it's exciting.
That's what happens old when you are fuck. A very old person. Somebody tell a joke or something.
Well, you know what was fun about this weekend? I pulled my back moving that shit for Spike.
Oh, mine definitely felt stiffer the next day. Excuse me, stiffer the next day.
Sexually.
I had to say that twice.
Clip that out.
Mine felt stiffer the next day.
Mm. Usually does in the mornings.
Aren't you having fun?
No, I hate you so bad. I would like you to know that when Jen said, hey, do you want to do this? I said no. And then she wrote like four more emails and was like, cool, pick me up at 6. And I said, do you not see the email where I said no? She's like, nope, I'm ignoring that. Get in the damn car. I hate you so bad.
Nice to see you too.
With karate, I'll kick your ass. Here to Tiananmen Square. Oh yeah, motherfucker, I'm gonna kick your fucking derriere, yeah, yeah. You broke the rules, now I'll pull out all your pubic hair. You motherfucker. You motherfucker. Kyle betrayed me and then it lied, tried to hide, and I died deep inside, and you know the reason why. I'm gonna kick your ass, from here to right over there. Oh yeah, motherfucker, I'm gonna kick your fucking derriere, yeah, yeah. You broke the rules, now I'll pull out all your pubic hair. You motherfucker. You motherfucker. Last week, Kyle quit the band. Now we're back together. Misunderstanding, didn't understand. doesn't matter. Now we're back together again. La 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 la. Couldn't split up Kato and Nash.
That's true.
Couldn't split up Tango and Cash. That's also true. This is our song of exalt and joy, because we only came to kick some ass. Rock the fucking house and kick some ass. What we gonna do with all the cash? Smoke hash and then we thrash. Throw a big old bash, y'all. And everyone is invited to the bash. And everyone, you're all invited to the bash. Oh, come on, Kyle, one time, come on.
That kazoo is kicking my ass right now. Because I forget it's going to be a thing, and then it comes in, and I'm just like, this is amazing.
Perfect. I'm kind of crying a little bit. I'm so glad we had you for our first Women's March episode.
Setting it off right.
I'm having a good time. Are you guys having fun?
Yeah.
Woo. What did Amy call it? Weird Women's Empowerment Bullshit.
Yeah. Empowerment
Bullshit. Well, a month of it.
Yes.
Whole month.
We are down with that.
There's the problem. It's just a spotlight on the amazing women musicians we have in this city.
Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of them. Should not be here then.
Well, that's why we're starting with you.
Starting low.
Nowhere to go but up.
Yeah. The opening act for the month.
We'll have amazing female musicians. Not tonight.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
It gets better, I promise. No, this is such a treat. And, you know, I'm a huge Tenacious D fan, so
I feel
I'm
like
holding back because I want to sing with you guys.
Same here.
I feel like we meant to say early, like, sing please along join is in. Fine. So.
Oh, you've done 3/5 of your songs.
I know. And we're sorry we never did this before. We've played, like, 3 shows.
In 15 years.
Yeah. And it shows.
There he is. My Aww. Boy.
I think it's amazing. This is the best Tenacious D cover band I've ever heard.
Thank you.
So. To be fair, you've never heard Tenacious D before.
At
so.
All.
So.
You've yeah, never yeah. heard Tenacious D at all?
This is
I've
much
seen like
funnier.
Little clips yeah. of the movie, but that's it. Not like so I get it like that they're two guys. And
I think maybe yeah, one rock. Time on a camping trip I might have played the CD for you in your truck. Like.
Okay. That would make sense.
Like 20 years ago.
That can't be me because I didn't have a CD player in my truck.
Dude, that.
No, we had a little adaptery thing.
Okay. Yeah, then maybe. Yeah.
That old CD school. Rips.
Yeah, it's
first,
great.
The it's first really album.
Yeah, it's so yeah. good.
It's so good. Yeah. I remember when it came out, I think it stayed in my car for like a year and a half.
Oh, yeah. It was like just that in my Walkman. So. I didn't have a
Walkman.
Car.
I totally stole a One-Eyed Keith's copy of it, and I had it for like
One-Eyed Keith.
A million years.
Did he really have one eye? Too long.
We used to call him Tuerto.
Tuerto, one eye.
Yeah. He really has only had one
yeah,
eye.
He had a glass oh. eye. Glass due to eye. Some tragic accident in childhood, and you can never get him to nail down exactly what that was. Oh, it
just
changed. It
one
changed.
Eye.
All the, he'd tell different stories. It was great.
That guy
allegedly.
Is great. Is he still around? Yeah, yeah, yeah. He, I think he's like an adult.
Yes.
No. Yeah, yeah. Unlike us. Yeah.
But yeah,
I
totally stole his copy of that CD.
That's awesome.
He doesn't listen, so he doesn't know.
He bought another one. Oh, to this show.
Yeah,
yeah.
He never listens to this show,
but with
so
the
he'll
CD,
never know.
He bought another copy because like a year later, I was like, hey, dude, I still have that. He's like, yeah, I know. Broke ass son of a bitch.
Exactly. Boy, I knew when I gave it to you. It was never coming back.
You never lend something out that you can't afford to knock it back.
Mm-hmm. See?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
Has this been a recent life lesson?
No, we were just talking just about when you
stuff.
Lend people things that you can't expect them to come back.
Oh, yeah.
And if they come back, be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, so like treat a lending as a gift.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Yep.
Or a hostage situation.
Don't touch my shit.
Yeah.
A hostage situation. That's how I felt about those shoes you took
to
San Francisco.
And then 1 year for Christmas, I'm going to wrap and give back all of the things people have lent me.
On your deathbed.
Like
exactly.
Yeah, I get back some cool shit if people would do that.
That's right.
Good shirts and some good DVDs.
That can be one of our new Festivus traditions.
Oh, that's a good idea.
The returning of borrowed items.
Yes.
That's,
everybody
that's
just
good.
Like gather it up because they're all in and the same pile in your house somewhere.
Excuse
right?
me. The returning of borrowed items and receiving of borrowed items without comment.
Yeah. Not like, where the fuck has that been? It's been 10 years.
Okay.
No, no, no.
All right, well,
you're getting it back. Just be happy.
So you'd have to do it after the airing of grievances because you'd be all, dude, we already did airing.
That part of the night's passed. We're moving forward.
No. I like it. Cut and print.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well,
so what have all right, musically, you are the musical powerhouse of this duo. What have you been doing? What do you got coming up on your calendar?
Yeah, Amy. Well, they can't tell he was looking.
Yeah, me and my kazoo are going on tour. We're going to be in the Pacific Northwest for half of April. It's going to be awesome.
Are you going to be at the kazoo symposium in Tacoma?
Oh, the kazoo section of Lilith Fair.
Right? And don't share your kazoo with anybody.
No,
That's where coronavirus got started.
Yeah, sharing kazoos.
It's the good one, too. It's a kazooby kazoo. Like, it's not some pinky 99 cent kazoo.
I thought you meant the good coronavirus.
Yes.
That's a good kind, that good plague.
We shotgun tested kazoos.
Yeah, like, we tried three or four of them and
we picked the one that sounded the best.
How
tried
you try them?
You just hum you into
just
them.
Blowing all the...
But then, like, you put it back and
just go to Guitar Center and, like...
Yeah, it's like trying out harmonicas.
They conduct kazoo workshops where they can teach you these skills of kazoo magic.
They cost $1, so we just bought them.
Oh, okay.
You were working at Maytan. We didn't buy shit.
Now,
we stole them, probably.
Now, do you guys have a pickup for your kazoo?
No. Cheyenne did.
Excuse me.
Back in the day.
I do.
Oh.
Excuse me.
You still have
bring
that?
It to me.
Yeah.
Electric kazoo.
Electric
guys.
Kazoo. Or
plug
kazoo
into a distortion. Yeah.
Oh, it was never hers to begin with. I let her borrow it. I borrowed it from somebody in Louisiana.
He'll be returning it on Festivus.
Do you have a section in your house of all the stolen stuff you have?
Are you telling me you don't have a shelf full of, like, gonna give this back someday? Like, in the spare
no,
room?
It's all in my trunk.
It's
in
the
laundry basket. Yeah. All my shit's in my trunk that I'm trying to get back.
See? There's a system.
You're halfway there. It's in the car. Anytime I was... Well, there was a couple times I passed your house and didn't stop by.
I thought about it, though. I thought about it real hard. It was like,
you weren't there, so I didn't want to just leave it on the porch.
You totally saw you at Jubb's. I could have handed it to you then.
But then we're at Jubb's. Like, do you really want to take all this shit? Nah.
You want to carry it around?
Because I didn't have, like, a bag or anything. It's just kind of lumped in the back of my car.
Yeah.
It's just all, we're all horrible people, except Rick, who is just aghast that all of us have done this. Rick,
you guys act
to be fair, I actually do have one of Rick's microphones at home.
Yes! Yes! I am the loner.
I had a sweatshirt that I thought was Rick's for like 10 years, and when I brought it back, he was like, that's not mine. I just gave you that because somebody else left it at my house.
I have still not finished City of Trembling Leaves.
Oh, yeah. I left that
I'm
to
like,
you.
I'm down
Nick,
to like, the last
anything?
30 pages.
I haven't borrowed any books from you.
And it's just, I've never finished reading it, so it's still like a very
alive story.
The
first half is
story.
The best part. So.
The first half is the worst. I hated it.
I loved the first. The
no,
first half
the
is
second half
book.
Is when it gets cool, when it gets into jazz and stuff. And,
oh, that
and,
is rad.
And,
yeah.
Spoilers.
But I love that. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, spoilers it's on a 100-year-old book about Reno.
It's been out since 1951 or something. Yeah. 47. Dude. Oh, but about the borrowing stuff, back when I was a teenager, I had a friend, a good friend, who borrowed clothes from everybody for years. It was his thing in our little, like, goth circles.
Oh.
He would just borrow clothes. And
oh, then, I know this story.
And then everybody got scabies.
Oh.
So that was great.
That's gross.
So, yeah, borrowing's not always great.
No.
But you all, like, lived in the same studio apartment.
No. It spread to several apartments and houses where everybody lived. Because it was a grand network of clothing borrowing that he was involved in.
And how old were you?
We were all 19. Hmm. Yeah. And so,
okay.
And,
I mean, who didn't get scabies in the 90s?
Me? Amy?
I'll take a shot.
You know, you know, when it gets warm. I'd
take a shot too, but not after that admission.
Rory, when it gets warm, it's just more because that's when they dig deeper to burrow and lay their eggs.
Why? Why?
Oh, and stop. You lived in Texas, so that explains it.
It was here.
No. Reno was full of scabies in the 90s.
Scabies Central.
punk rock.
So scabies?
Subscribe to the Patreon.
Get your latest scabies news.
Worstlittlepodcast.scabies. Oh,
thank you for listening to Women's March here on Little Podcast. Please be sure to go out and visit your doctor.
Get tested for scabies today.
That rash might not just be from the heat.
Oh my God.
Amy is visibly blushing, looking at the ground and kicking her heels.
I'm sad I don't have my own scabies story to contribute. Trying to think, did I? No.
That's some weird FOMO.
That was something else.
Yeah, that is the weirdest FOMO I've ever heard of.
I bet I could come up with something better.
I'm sure you could.
We've got
for
some,
right
give
now.
Give me a minute.
Childhood lice.
We've got some.
I did have that.
Did you? Oh, yeah, you had lice. Yeah.
I actually didn't have lice. The nurse sent me home because she thought I had lice, and we washed my hair with Rid, and it was dandruff. Oh. It was the worst afternoon ever.
Oh.
It would have been way more interesting if it had been lice.
You should sue
somebody.
Like
you somebody. almost shaved your head.
Yeah. 13-year-old me had to be in the tub while my dad shampooed my hair. Like, that was awful and smelled gross. And then to be like, no, it's still all there. Uh-huh. Yeah, try some Head and Shoulders. Oh, well, it's gone.
The whole house smelled weird, and then she got ice cream, and I was like, she didn't get her tonsils out. What the fuck is that all about?
Yeah. Ice cream for dandruff isn't... That's a pretty good deal.
It was like, traumatic. It was a traumatic
traumatizing
experience.
Give me the ice cream.
I mean, at least I didn't like shave your head first. Then it would be like, here's a gallon.
We got whipped cream. And
then everybody would have seen how bad your scalp was. That would have been awful.
Been so terrible.
Oh, man.
Wow. I forgot how we got here.
I'm so confused.
We started to talk about the musical powerhouse.
Yes.
Of Jizz Graffiti.
No. Of Amy and her kazoo.
Yep, that sounds right.
I tried to stop that with my
burn.
Hands.
Burn. She did.
And then what's happening?
You do not have Force Lightning.
It's like the poster of Diddy. You're reaching for each other like that.
All right. So you want to hear embarrassing stories about us?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Okay. I don't know. Lots of our friends have heard this one, but I feel like it's one that should be... No, you could tell that one.
They're just like clapping and looking at each other and giving secret messages.
So we're, some people would say, too close.
Everyone would say too close.
And like, when I was 30, I moved back into a house with her. And so we were like adults, but not. So one night I'm sitting out in the living room and I'm super baked. I'm just like watching TV. And then I hear a sound, and in my mind I go, am I having sex right now? and then I wait a second, and I realize, nope, that's my sister.
Oh, man.
Sounds exactly like me.
Oh! Yep. That's awkward.
Yeah, well, the payback on that is like 10 years later, I was coming home, and it was like the middle of summer, so the front door was open, but like the storm gate was closed. So like, you know, they could get a nice breeze in the house, and I get out of my car, and I had the same thought, only from the driveway! From 40 feet away! Am I having sex? No, that's my sister. I got back in my car and drove to the park for 40 minutes. Yeah, payback's a bitch. And it sounds like my sister humping.
Oh, I am so glad I'm not that close with my brother. Oh, Christ.
Not nice.
Oh, God.
I mean, I'm close with my brother, but that's, yeah.
That's a little too close.
Not that close. Not that close.
Yeah.
Do you guys use like a sock on the front door method?
It's too loud. You didn't even get to the door. You need a sock at the mailbox. The stop sign down the street. Hey, I'm having sex 8 houses away. Don't come home.
The neighbors all have earplugs in.
Oh man, that was great.
You were prepared for this moment in a way that I was not expecting.
You're very welcome.
Oh, man. Do you guys cover any other bands?
Thank you, Nick.
Trying to rein it back.
One of us always has a really dumb idea about something that we should do together while singing.
I really would love it. And I've said it before, if we could find enough people, I would love it for us to cover the Muffs. I think that would be awesome.
Amy would like to front a Muffs cover band.
Yeah, I think that would be a lot of fun.
Anybody out there who wants to get down on that for Halloween this year? It's early enough, 6 months worth of practice. Amy doesn't play any instruments, but she's got a big ass and a great attitude.
Yeah. I have been forced to learn the keyboards for 1 or 2 things.
She can do that.
So that's it.
How long have you been singing?
How old am I?
Oh, so your whole,
our mom's side and our dad's side, they're all very musical-y. So, like, there's always been singing. It was a lot of
sing-alongs.
Musicals and stuff like that. So, yeah, I joined choir, like, in 4th grade and just kept doing singing things since then. So, I mean, following this one's footsteps, and you can't help but sing and get roped into playing a cowbell. So.
Jen Scafini's kind of a legend around here.
A little bit.
Hey.
Well, he means like literally this house.
Around these parts at the Dogwater Studios.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of like going through elementary school and middle school, like, oh, you're Jen Scafidi's sister. And then like graduating and thinking, cool, I'm not going to be. No, I'm still Jen Scafidi's little sister my whole damn life.
We even made her stickers that said the sister.
I have one of those stickers somewhere. I was looking for it.
I have I put it on something. It's on one of my things.
And God, it was on the washing machine at the old house.
Does the tagline say, she'll grab your junk?
She'll grab your junk. And then my MySpace handle. That's how old those are.
That's classy.
I have a huge stack of them still.
All right. So if you see Amy at a show, which you won't because she doesn't leave the house.
I will snail mail trade you a fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd sticker.
Deal.
All right. Awesome.
You got it.
Oh, mail. Mail friends.
Well, it's more just kind of a clandestine interaction so that nobody else can like see the ugly truth.
Okay.
No, there's still tons of those stickers of mine all over town.
Is it upsetting to you?
No, not at all.
I have a stack of them. Like a whole stack.
Just a stack.
Yeah.
I don't know. Great. I see them sometimes. I'm like, no, don't fuck him.
please, whatever you do, don't
no,
fuck
no,
him.
Now, these days, it's definitely moved into the realm of, oh, fuck that guy.
But I don't like that either. Only I'm allowed to be like that.
Then it's good you don't listen to the show.
If I pay extra, thanks, will you be even more mean to him?
When he's not here, we are super mean to Rory.
Oh, yeah.
Do you listen to the...
You guys didn't mention me past, we're going to make fun of Rory, and then didn't mention my
name
you
again for
the
to
rest
one.
Of the episode.
You actually listened to one.
A few. I don't always feel the need to comment, but I do listen.
That sounds like bullshit. That's what I say.
No, I listen to the first 20 minutes enough to write the blog post when I'm not here.
Okay, makes sense.
And then
makes
I'll skip ahead randomly.
Find where the songs are.
Yeah. I'd try to find a topic of conversation or two to include in the blog post to make it seem relevant.
Smart.
Peeling back the curtain. Like the layers of an onion, these are the days of our podcast.
Man. Boy. We really earned that award. Tell you what.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, are you guys going to play any more shows?
We don't have anything on the books.
No, but Jen will say yes to anything anyone asks us to play, so.
Merry Anarchy?
Jen will say yes, I'll say no, and we'll show up, so.
All right, just. And do you have a page or anything like that yet?
Yeah, I think it's
Tenacious. Dickhead made one.
TenaciousDoubleD.nv on Facebook.
Now, is it spelled out double D or is it DD?
It's spelled out double D.
Okay.
I think that's right. If that's not right.
Double.
We'll link it on the blog.
You can find the Scafidis anywhere.
Yeah.
Double Team Supreme.
Supreme.
So let's play the game with
sisters.
Them.
Sisters.
And then we'll talk about what's coming up. Oh,
no one has moon-sistered us in a long time. Thank you, Justin Kramer.
Our younger, cuter days, that happened a lot.
I thought it needed to come back, yeah.
Thanks for bringing the creepy. The game.
Keep it creepy.
the game we all lost. That's for all of you out there in internet land.
Rick, for the love of God, give Rory his music.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
Wow, that was weird. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz that Amy's never taken and Jen thinks she knows what she's doing. So, are you ready to play?
Yay!
We're gonna ask you.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm gonna ask.
Part of it.
I'm gonna ask you a bunch of uncomfortable questions. Then we're gonna judge you and score you. Okay.
You're about to get scored on
with two
over
sexually.
Can I ask a question now? Or are you guys gonna banter?
Yes.
All right. Wonderful. Nick, you go first.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of some rapid fires already, but let's go with a big one. Just a basic softball celebrity question, because you've never been on. And maybe you have answered this, but I'm not sure I remember.
Just ask the question.
You're on a celebrity road trip. Who's a celebrity, and what car are you guys driving?
Tom Selleck in a 68 Impala.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Good answer.
Right off the top.
Tom Selleck. That's kind of old.
Mustache rides across the way.
Can I have two? Because I'll throw Sam Elliott in there too, and that's a mustache sandwich I would love.
I'm going to ride the back seat. We're going together.
Okay. Since you're double D.
You
can have two celebrities in your car as well.
Oh, shit. Okay, Jensen Ackles.
Mm.
Ooh, yeah.
Ah.
And fucking... Ah.
He's the tall, goofy. He's Moose, right?
She's doing a dance.
No,
that's Jared Padalecki.
Oh, okay.
Sin City, super hot.
Rosario Dawson?
Nope, the other one.
Jessica Alba?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. I picked Jensen Ackles and Jessica Alba.
Fuck
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a whole car full of short.
And what was the car?
we're going to go in a convertible of some kind.
All sweaty skin, not one of it over 5'5".
And anything without a top. Okay.
upon your death, where would you haunt?
Oh.
Wherever Jen is.
Yeah. For real. No, I'm just coming back to bother everybody. So, I'll hang at Foxy. It's cool. Everyone I love shows up there at some point during the week. I'll be
all right. Cozy. Rick?
Oh, one from Riku.
What is the age and circumstance of your deflowering, ma'am?
Fifteen in the middle of a Toyota Celica with a pillow over the emergency brake. That's not comfy.
Oh, man.
Wow. Yeah. You were prepared?
Well, yeah, we had talked about it the night before, and there'd been like a, can I put that in there? That condom's not comfortable. We need a lubricated one. So, like, I gotta go. My mom's expecting me home. Let's try again tomorrow.
So sexy.
There was a condom, at least. Like, yay me.
Yeah.
Well done.
It's better than I can say, dude, 38-year-old.
Carson City kids plan.
Yeah, Carson City kids plan. Carson City adults are like, whatever.
Scabies
for everyone.
Now Scabies life.
Yeah. I was 18 and one of my bandmates like took it upon himself to be like, I'll be your first guy. But like when I
what
was
a
like
pal.
Take
was,
one
like,
for the team.
I was like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? And he was like, we're going camping. Like, cool. It was really nice to me. I also learned to fish.
It's a twofer.
Yeah.
You know, feed a man a fish and you get fish.
You get laid.
Teach a man to fish and
A plus would camp with that life. Dude again.
Ian?
What is the worst convenience store in Reno, Nevada?
I haven't been in a Reno convenience store in 15 years.
All right.
Greater Reno area, yeah.
Now give us the lowdown on the Carson City. What's the sketchiest convenience store, 7-Eleven, mom and pop, whatever, down in the Carson.
The Eagle gas station, not the South End one, the North End one. Yeah, that's like past Winnie. Like, I don't like that one. It's like a gas station and a laundromat and like a car dealership. Very weird.
Something else is going on there. Huh?
Yeah, I don't go in there anymore.
Jen?
Yeah. The AM/PM on the corner of Carson and 50 is also very, very strange. And
closed.
It's not open again. It's not a new thing.
It's not AM/PM. It's something weirder
like
now.
Thing. Yeah. It's just like, it's a place where you're most likely to like come up the door and be like, is there a robbery in progress inside right now? Because I feel weird and also like Twinkies. I don't know. That's my experience at the store.
I used to hang out and get high in the back room of that AM/PM because I had a friend who worked there and her cousin went to church with the owner. So in high school, I would get high in the back while she worked. So it is weird.
Welcome to Scafidi's Tell All Their Crimes Night.
The underage delinquency of the Scafidi. Wow, Amy,
yeah,
I am
shocked. That one.
I am shocked.
So much. No, you're not.
Yeah.
You are a mathlete and shit. You're a nerd.
Which is why I got arrested instead.
Yeah. Amy's the one where the cops come to the door and they're like, are you missing something? Brought you your kid back.
Shit, no. Oh, I forgot. But what's your favorite hangover food? When you're like really hurting and you have to eat.
Pho 777, the one that's barbecued pork and egg rolls, extra egg rolls, Vietnamese coffee.
Oh, that's nice.
Good combo.
Thank you.
Exotic.
Two jalapeno cheese corn dogs from AM/PM and a Sparks.
Yes.
Oh, fucking Sparks.
Yeah. Do they still make those?
I don't know, but I'm going to get drunk and have that tomorrow right now.
Meth just for the hangover food.
Meth in a can.
So good.
Did Rick have a question?
Yes, Rick had something
to
say.
So what posters or shit did you have on your walls as children?
Oh, these are good.
Teenage years.
I had a Daria poster that was like sisterhood, Daria and Quinn next to each other, which felt kind of good.
Who is who in your mind?
I'm Daria, Jen's Quinn.
That sounds like some women empowerment bullshit.
It indeed is some bullshit.
I think I also had a really old, like 1978, like Marlboro Man poster I stole from somebody's dad.
That's at Jimmy's house now.
Is it?
Yeah. Wow. Like in Michigan? Yeah. Wait, which
nope,
Jimmy?
No, different Jimmy.
Okay.
Blurgalack Jimmy.
Were you into the Marlboro Man's mustache?
Yeah.
Just all by
itself. Does that have a real formative thing?
From when she's a child. That's crazy.
I also had a really old Zoinks poster that was Shaggy and Scooby.
Oh, from their Hawaii show.
And looked really pretty under my black light.
When you're doing drugs.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I had a Hangin' Tough era New Kids on the Block poster.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And a poster of the Vampires from the Lost Boys, or the cast of the Lost Boys.
Right.
Fuck yeah.
And those were at, like, you know, 45 degree angles on the wall. And then in
to show that you were wild.
Yeah. Cry, little sister.
That song is so good. I fucking love that song.
Fucking so badass.
We're going to make a recording of that song. We should.
I saw that movie when I was tripping LSD at a friend's house. Like, you know when you drop LSD and then somebody's like, we gotta go to my mom's house. And then I was just throwing balls, and I remember like the maggots in the Chinese food, and he throws it on the ground, and I'm like, and then it's just rice, but it wasn't just rice. That was so badass. Sorry. But yeah. Okay, so that, and then what else? What else, Jen?
Oh, and then in between them, I had stretched like some torn up fishnet tights.
Oh, man. For ambiance?
Yeah, I don't know, man. That was not now, nor have ever been cool.
Played a Rocky Horror cool way.
Yeah, I was trying real hard. I mean, I still had like...
You were trying to impress yourself really hard.
I still
hard.
Had like curled under bangs and like put the top part of my long hair like in a barrette, like... And was trying to,
I almost wore my hair like
really
that cute. Today.
It's different when you do it. You have tattoos. Fair.
Rapid fire time, I believe.
Did Ingo get a question?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
We all got questions.
I'm sorry. I'm not paying attention.
Did you want another question?
No, no, I'm ready for rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Okay, Flight of the Conchords or Lonely Island.
Lonely Island.
Flight of the Conchords.
Okay. AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
AIDS.
Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
Arrested.
Really? Yeah.
That's easy. And they serve you food sometimes.
Puke or diarrhea?
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
I don't puke.
Who would win in a fight, Elvis or the Beatles?
All four of the Beatles against Elvis?
Yes.
Elvis.
Who does know correct?
Fat drunk Elvis.
That is doesn't correct matter.
Whichever,
answer.
Whichever yeah, Elvis you want it to
I want Elvis, fat drunk Elvis, fighting all four of the Beatles.
Yeah. But like Red, members of the Memphis Mafia are like wrestling managers and secretly hitting the Beatles when nobody's looking.
Can somebody please make this cartoon? I would like to see this exist in the world.
We'll get the internet on it right now.
Rick?
Oh, being gay is really great, being ginger is really great, but of those two great things, which would you rather be, gay or ginger?
Ginger. Gay!
I look good with red hair.
Yeah, but I'm real gay.
House party or a bar?
Bar.
House party.
My house or someone else's?
Someone else's.
Okay.
Your house.
No, then bar.
Ferrari or a Porsche?
Porsche.
I don't know. Ferrari. Italian. Fuck the French. Or whoever they are.
Zombies or vampires?
Vampires.
Vampires.
Vampires or werewolves?
Vampires.
Also vampires.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Fuck. Which do you prefer, circumcised or not?
I like dicks.
Yeah. Wiener, yay.
Fuck. I said that too quiet. That's going to become a thing. Shit.
Yeah, mark that down.
Who wins in a fight, Elvis or Star Wars?
The entire cast of all nine Star Warses?
Versus fat drunk Elvis and karate.
My money's still on Elvis. I want to watch him just like drunk swat an ass down.
And it's at some point he puts on his swami hat and try and start moving things around.
Just picking up Ewoks, you know, that pose throwing he makes. Them over stuff. Yeah, yeah.
That's him using the force, dude. He's like, look out, man.
Using get two back, lightsabers Jack. To make a grilled peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Gold using his force powers to like strip clothes off of women.
Down to their underpants and the curly pubic hairs.
No, not their curly, just in cotton panties. He didn't like it any more revealing. Cotton panties and cotton white bras.
You ever heard LBJ's calls the tailor?
Oh yeah.
Need a right more up room on, in my crotch. Right,
see, they're right up on my bunghole.
That is a really great video.
Rick,
tape.
You got to put right. that at the end of our song.
Anybody
done.
Else have any other questions? Because I think I'm going to wrap this up and add up some beep, scores beep, here. Beep,
beep, who would win in a fight, a donkey or a walrus?
Oh. Are they on land or water?
Beach.
Walrus.
All right, adding up the scores.
That's what this fight would look like.
Yeah, a little bit walrus donkey.
I'm with a surprising score largely driven by criminal delinquency. Amy Scafidi, you're the big winner this week. I'm shocked, appalled, and you've grown a little in my estimation.
All that time in a cop car finally paid off.
the peer adulation and mocking of your friends. There you go. That's what you win today.
Yeah.
But you also have an opportunity to segue with me into a sponsor plug. Hey, what's going on next weekend? You could go see Noises Off at Good Luck Macbeth Theater, starting on March 6th and running through April. It's going to be every weekend.
I heard that's good.
I love that show.
It's pretty fucking amazing.
I don't know it. Oh, it's so funny.
It's a sex comedy.
Oh. Best kind of comedy.
It's a British sexy time funny thing. Like, if you imagine people running around with their pants around their ankles while Fast Music plays,
like
you're
Benny Hill but hot?
Like Clue.
Hot Benny Hill. Oh, okay.
Benny Hill and Clue, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Hot Benny Hill.
Yeah, Benny Hill had naked ladies on it. Yeah. I remember we had to stay up late to watch it, too, yep. in the Bay Area.
Yeah, yep. In yeah. Missouri,
do you
too.
Remember, do you remember Bizarre? Because yeah. I associated both of those things being on late, and then Bizarre would start, and there would be, like, topless chicks, and I'd be like, that's got to be fake, because they can't show that on TV.
They're not real nope, boobs, so right. it's okay. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Especially back then, they were real.
As long as it was after midnight and not on one of the big three networks, you might see boobies on a Friday night. Yep.
Hmm. So who's in it? Noises off, not the...
Ooh, Joe Atack. Joe Atack and Jamie.
Jamie. And, Dave Richards Dave is directing. We covered this Ryan on last Kelly. Week's podcast.
Well, I don't listen as established.
Yeah. The Ryan Kelly, yes, he's also in it.
Great actor.
There's a great cast of people. Brad. You should check it out on the website at goodluckmacbeth.org.
/ yeah. scabies.
No scabies.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just Google Noises scabies off. And you'll find the podcast. Find
get a hashtag
and
that
Jen's
up
picture.
This week.
This one's going to be called something scabies. He's got scabies?
Oh, that's too good.
Damn it.
It can be simple like sharing is caring.
Featuring scabies.
Featuring scabies.
Tenacious Double D and the Scafidi's Scabies.
That's a little scabies dancing.
Yeah. It reminded me of like old time movie theater. Like get your concessions before the movie starts.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Thanks for picking up my telepathy there.
I got you.
I got some details.
Okay, besides the play over at Good Luck Macbeth that's going to run for 6 weeks, what else is going on this weekend?
I will have this podcast out by Thursday morning, so hopefully you guys listen on Thursday and know about Loudest Folk happening this Thursday with guest of the show, Jade Brody, and the backup. So she'll be playing with her whole band, releasing a music video from Atlanta, the Reverend Hilton. And then Mason Fry is performing his last show in Reno before he moves to Pittsburgh. So it'll be shot at seeing Mason for a real long time.
Shit. This was one of our Thursday? Early Deep guests play. To this show.
Yeah, it is Thursday.
We found
8:00.
Him at the Mo Morrison, the Mo Folk Festival a bunch of years back.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we first met him.
Incredible blues guitarist. Just
he's so awesome.
Mason he knows all the old guy, like country blues standards and stuff. Like, he should be 102, but he's not.
Right.
And then Saturday is the Grimtones Bandiversary.
Oh, yay.
At Alturas Bar.
Great personal friends.
Wait, did you say where the Loudest Folk was?
Oh, it's at Picnic. Sorry, I just thought everybody knew.
Every once in a while, it's like in Virginia City or someplace.
Yeah, Spike's doing some extra, like, one-off shows. He did some in Santa Rosa. He's doing one in Elko next month.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah, and he did one in Virginia City and in Carson City, too. So he's kind of expanding Loudest Folk.
Eastern
really
Nevada,
rad.
An untapped scene for bands.
It is. I want to go to Elko real bad, actually. Like, I've heard it's a really great music scene there.
Well, I'd love to drive out there.
Yeah. You can take a train out there for, like, super cheap, I've heard.
Oh,
yeah.
So,
that'd be
yeah.
sweet.
Can we take a convertible full of mustache?
Yeah. But, yeah, so that's going to be at Alturas Bar. They're playing with Black Leather Outlaw, and they'll have food trucks, etc.
Fuck
so
yeah.
Go see some Grimtones.
Also on Saturday, there's the Andy Dixon's Memorial at Jub Jub's at 12 p.m.
Right.
So, you know, go and pay your respects. They're collecting donations to help out with the, you know, crazy costs that funerals are. And then, you know, you can just lighten the mood and go and see the Grimtones later tonight.
There you go.
Woo. Ian, mapping out your weekend fun. Don't think, just do.
And we'll have all that listed on the blog, too.
And in the Tenacious D news, they're going on a little tour, a little mini tour of all the states that are caucusing right now.
Oh, cool.
Fuck yeah.
So, yeah, I just want to say to the men who these wonderful ladies are tributing, good job. They keep, I mean, the D is special to me, and like, the fact that they keep going makes me really happy.
And they've been doing it for a long time.
And I think it's great that they're all going to bring one cock push up to everybody out there.
Yeah. You only need to be able
and
to do one,
squat.
Man.
No, but yeah, they they do a lot of shit out there.
Yeah, they're cool dudes. Otherwise, we wouldn't, you know, sing about cunnilingus on their behalf.
On their behalf. Oh, gosh.
Are you okay, honey?
Rick, what do you got?
I am working with the Pistoleros this weekend.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Woo!
So we're midway through an album, so we're there, and we'll see what happens and how much we get done. Because sometimes we just, like, they come over, we just fuck around and talk and have a great time. And
you charge them? By the hour.
That's the weekends I don't make any money. But it's so much fun to hang out with them. We fucking laugh so hard. It's really great. Mm-hmm. So
that sounds fun.
And the album's going to be good, too.
Well, whenever it happens. Whenever. Yeah.
Coming out in 2024, Los Pistoleros 2020 album or something. We can't remember. We're old now. That's the title of the album.
They're Fiona Apple now.
Yes.
It's hard to make an album. It takes a long time to do that and also like be a person who has mm-hmm. to clothe
Fuck
and feed
that.
Themselves.
That's well. That's why
children.
Man,
they all have
if
like
it was
kids,
easy, everybody
little
do
ones.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
Thank you. This little podcast / Scabies.
We are more than making up for it. The last like 3 weeks of not saying it, we've said it a lot tonight.
Making up for lost time here. Don't forget, check out Good Luck Macbeth. This is Reno. All of the great things that you have here in town. And Nick's strumming. Oh, yeah, because, yeah, I know they're going to play us out here in a minute.
Play us out?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
I'm going to finish talking.
There's no words there.
You're not going to say anything else until you start playing. It's going
to
be great.
Look at Rory thinks he can tell me what to do.
Who's going to be here next week? You no, Jen, you're not going to be? Okay.
I didn't have my headphones on.
Cat Hart is going to be here
oh,
next
cool.
week.
Oh, cool.
Sweet.
Well,
we're gonna make that into a drop.
Four. Nick, Chewy, Kim, Ian, Rick, Amy, not Jen, and all of us here at the Worst Little Podcast. Life is short, and we love you. Good night, ladies.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This is a song called The History of Tenacious Double D, and it's not just a list of bullshit that we've done in the past. It's a chronicling of our rise. To power, we ride with kings of mighty steeds across the devil's plain. We walk with Jesus and his cross. He did not die in vain, no! We run with wolves, we've climbed K2, even stopped a moving train. We traveled through space and time, my friends, to rock this house again. Rock! We ride, we'll never subside. We'll ride till the planets collide. And if you say that we do not ride, I'll tan your fucking hide. Ride! Silver,
Jug's voice than Beagle.
But lest you think we're vain, we know you're in the internet and we don't care. Tenacious Double D, we reign. We reign supreme. Oh God, burrito supreme, and a chicken supreme, and a cutlass supreme, supreme. Gonna count 1, 2, 3. Supreme, yeah. I'm gonna count 1, 2, 3. Supreme, gonna count 1, 2, 3. Burrito supreme, and a chicken supreme.
Fuck
yeah. Yeah.
Now I'm hungry.
Just cause you got them big udders don't mean you're something special.
That's what it is.
That is a rotten, filthy lie.
We're done.